RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, on this second and final day of the year 2025, not a good day for the Diggs brothers. No, 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 no. As we open the show, we told you Stephon Diggs is in some criminal trouble. Trayvon Diggs, his brother, was just released, good eyes on this by AMAC, by the Dallas Cowboys. Todd Archer, I think, first on the scene. He'll go through the waiver process if unclaimed, which I would imagine he would considering his contract. He will become a free agent before the final game of the season. Now, listen. Oh, Cowboy B broke the news? Wow. Yes.
You know, staying on the beat of the Cowboys and the stock of the star.
You know, I underestimated the resources that we don't have on this show. I'm sorry about that. Cowboy B, Cowboy Bob was first on the news. Let's give credit where credit is due. At Young Stunna B. The Cowboys have released Trayvon Diggs. He just signed a five-year $97 million extension a couple of years ago. Some injuries, obviously, knee, and other things have caused a problem. And then there's also the Matt Eberflus problem, which, if you believe certain people, Matt Eberflus is the devil and has ruined anything and everything that he's touched. So not a good day for Trayvon Diggs. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I'd like to get fired, have all the money that he has, and then have my pick of the litter when it comes to my next NFL team. And oh, by the way, just say this. His former defensive coordinator, one that he reached a considerable high, is the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And some of his former coaches might still be here with the Washington Commanders. And the Washington Commanders, this just in, need help at corner. And that could be certainly a pretty darn good, interesting fit. Not at the current cost, but at a free agent cost. Because the Washington Commanders are also expected to move on from Marshawn Lattimore and save about $18 million under the cap. All right, we'll touch on that more during the Cowboy Beat stock report. But it was not a good start to the day, again, for the Diggs family and for the Diggs brothers, as we found out today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That Patriots wide receiver, who has been on his best behavior since signing in Foxborough to a rather large, questionable deal, Stephon Diggs. He hits her. The former Maryland Terrapin, who is no stranger to controversy and to frustration and to some anger and to some issues, so much so that a couple of teams have had to move on from him despite being a wonderful, wonderful talent, is now facing a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an alleged incident earlier this month. So what happened was, Patriots beat the Giants on Monday Night Football, the first day of actually the year, on Monday night, December 1st. And then apparently the next day, even though his side is saying that the allegations are unsubstantiated, and he completely denies them and the Patriots are standing by their man, the authorities in Dedham District Court of Massachusetts say that a judge is now deciding whether to impound court documents ahead of Stephon Diggs' arraignment on January 23rd, which is just 2 days before the AFC Championship game, because his lawyers were not happy, apparently, that details of the report came out. So I don't know how they're going to put the toothpaste back in the tooth in the tube here. I have no idea. But his lawyer, and we know this, that lawyers don't always tell the truth, okay, says, quote, Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations is crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. He looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. Now, I have no idea exactly what's going on here, but this sounds like somebody that was working personally or privately for Stephon Diggs, which happens, right? Athletes had their posse, if you will. Athletes have assistants, marketing, PR, whatever it might be. And something happened, and I don't know exactly what happened. But here's what I know happened, okay? Or here's what I can just offer a guess at. You know, many of us live, including myself, an entire life without ever getting accused of something as heinous as this, and ever getting charges filed and motions and hearings and a court hearing scheduled and an arraignment, in this case, based on accusations, and that's all we can just say, accusations. Many of us go through life and we never, ever, ever have this problem. Not saying all of us, not saying it will never happen, but many of us go through life in its entirety without ever having this problem. Sometimes it certainly can be bad happenstance, right? Or circumstance where somebody gets unfairly accused. Sometimes the person can be accused. They could be partially responsible and guilty of doing something, but because they have more money than the complainant and better lawyers than the complainant, and because the system favors rich people, which Stephon Diggs certainly qualifies as, they can sometimes buy their freedom or their innocence. And then there are some times where legitimately people file charges or make accusations against people because they want their money or because they want to ruin their lives. So I get how that can happen and has happened. So I want to be very clear here. This is not a good thing for Stefon Diggs or the New England Patriots. I have no idea if he did it. I know what Stefon Diggs has caused in terms of a nightmare of headaches for the Minnesota Vikings and the Buffalo Bills. So much so that they wanted to move on as quickly as they could. So much so that the Houston Texans wanted nothing to do with bringing him back. Okay, but that didn't stop the New England Patriots, a team that, let's be honest, was kind of desperate and also is not necessarily the best judge of character, if anybody remembers the Aaron Hernandez situation. That being said, we don't know exactly what happened here, and we will be responsible enough to at least say, hey, you know what? These accusations could be false. They could be wrong. They could be half true. We don't know what's going to happen here, but we can also acknowledge bad day, man, because a lot of us go through life and we're never accused of anything like this. Anything like this. And Stefon Diggs is now being accused, and it's led to, again, a December 2nd incident is leading to hearings and police reports and all sorts of legal mumbo jumbo, I'll just say it like that, 28 days later. If this was absolutely nothing, one would have reason to believe that it would have been solved privately, quickly, quietly. But now we are here. So now we don't know what the truth is. But I do know this. This is not a good thing for Stefon Diggs. This is not a good thing for the New England Patriots. Period. That's what I know. Because a dark cloud of controversy will hover over Stefon Diggs and the New England Patriots all the way through as long as they go in the AFC playoffs. All right, so a weird, interesting, kind of bad, mostly bad, sort of bad day for the Diggs brothers on the same day. Stefon and, of course, his brother, and maybe Trayvon Diggs got the best news that he could possibly get. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. And then we will get out to your calls on the other side, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.